It's the final day of November 2021, and we are grateful that you are here with us again today. In the business news headlines, the markets head south. And why? The exception was Apple stock. Some good news about energy today. Products people are skipping. They are at surplus, and we've got that list for you. We now have data as to why so many people are quitting their jobs. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the Google motto gets a court date. Those stories, plus a conversation about no-fee, no-interest loans available for entrepreneurs. Is there a catch? Nope. If you're a startup, you really need to listen in. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, two things roiled the markets again today. Stocks facing selling pressure attributed to the emergence of the Omicron variant and comments from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell about the pace of tapering. Market Watch is reporting that it was like panic selling that sent the markets south. This morning, Fed Chair Powell told Senate lawmakers it would be appropriate for central bank policymakers to consider speeding up the wind down of the central bank's monthly asset purchases when they meet next month. Stock benchmarks were already under renewed pressure after the Moderna chief executive officer predicted that current vaccines would be less effective against the new variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. I'll share the numbers from Wall Street with you in just a bit. While other companies saw their stock wither on the final day of November, Apple stock was higher on the trade, climbing by over 3% or $5.05 to $165.30 a share. Apple stock is the best Dow performer this month and one of just five Dow stocks that have gained ground in November, with Home Depot's stock second best with an 8.5% monthly gain. The warmer-than-expected fall has caused the price of natural gas to tumble to its lowest level in 3 months. CNBC is reporting that the contract for January delivery fell as much as 7%, trade at $4.51 per million British thermal units, a price last seen on September 1st. So far this week, the price has fallen by 17%. Natural gas is now down about 16% for the month, putting it on the worst track record for a month since December of 2018. Bad for business, but good for consumers. There are some items out there that are now in surplus, and it's been an amazing turnaround. For example, according to the website Cheapism, milk sales are in the tank as consumers opt for more milk substitutes while there has been excess production. What else is out there in surplus? Now, early on in the pandemic, manufacturers couldn't make hand sanitizer fast enough. Distilleries even started making it for the first time ever to meet the high demand. But now that people are getting vaccinated and skipping the constant disinfecting, stores can't seem to get rid of their supply. Hand sanitizer sales were down 80% in May compared to the spring of 2020, leading to some outrageous sales and even, get this, sanitizer giveaways, something that would have been unthinkable when the pandemic began. Then there are avocados. Yeah. Farmers in Australia, a leading producer of avocados, can't give this normally pricey fruit away right now. Some have even run over tons of avocados with their tractors, according to the Washington Post, because they're worth only a fraction of their normal price. Pandemic lockdowns slashed demand for avocados just as one of the nation's most bountiful crops happened in years. Some other things that we're seeing in excess supply and consumers are taking a pass on, masks. You know, many people already have plenty of masks, including reusable cloth versions that don't need to be replaced, leaving disposable masks in far less demand. If you found a leather jacket or purse for an unbelievably low price this holiday season, there's a reason for that. The raw materials used to make them, cowhides, are sitting unused. According to the Los Angeles Times, they're piling up all over the country as Americans turn away from leather and embrace synthetic fabrics, including most athleisure clothing, as well as vegan alternatives. And finally, what else is in surplus? Well, rushing to cash in on a newly legal crop, many of the nation's farmers planted hemp. Turns out they planted a lot of hemp. But the rising demand for CBD, everything was outpaced by new hemp crops, and regulations from federal and state policymakers have further complicated matters. The result? There are pounds and pounds of bagged hemp languishing in barns. See what you learn here? Over the past several months, millions of people have left their jobs. But why? Well, some suggest they're just too lazy and don't want to work. But if that were the case, how come the 12.7 million people that quit their jobs over the past 3 months are not showing up in the unemployment line? They aren't in the unemployment line, and the unemployment rate continues to go down. At 4.6%, it's the lowest since the start of the pandemic. Well, Inc. is reporting that we now have some data as to what's happening, and what is happening is workers are quitting so they can go work for themselves. New Labor Department data shows that there are now 500,000 more unincorporated, self-employed workers than what there were at the start of the pandemic, a total of 9.4 million of them. The number of new applications for federal ID tax numbers jumped 56% between 2019 and 2021, and two-thirds of those were for businesses expected to employ nobody other than the founder. The percentage of workers in the U.S. who consider themselves self-employed rose from 5.4% in February of last year, just before the pandemic, to 5.9% now. In September of 2019, the online marketplace Etsy had 2.6 million active sellers. As of the same time this year, well, that number was 7.5 million. Whether they were being driven by fear of COVID or the realization they didn't want to give up flexibility or they lacked childcare or they simply took stock and realized they'd rather take a bit more control of their own destinies, this wave of newly self-employed workers could explain a lot. Well, Wall Street took a beating again today following a day when we saw some gains. The Dow sank by 652 points to close at 34,483, while the Nasdaq slid 245 points to 15,537, and the S&P 500 was off by 88 points, cratering to 4567. Scary news from Moderna about how effective its vaccine is, less effective against the new variant, plus a hawkish assessment on interest rates and inflation from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who told the Senate Banking Committee, along with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, that he thinks it's time to retire the word transitory when it comes to consumer price increases. In other words, inflation could be with us for some time to come. And finally, there is this. Of all the lofty ideals in Silicon Valley, few are more famous than Google's model, Don't Be Evil. Well, now, three former employees are suing the tech giant for allegedly betraying that motto. The trio says the slogan amounts to a contractual obligation and that they were wrongly fired for organizing employees against Google's evil doings. But Google claims the employees were fired for violating data security policies, with the situation raising questions about what is evil. What does that really mean at the end of the day? It's in court right now. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about no-fee, no-interest loans from Kiva. Our guest is Caitlin Byers, most recently from Nuboco and now with Kiva out of Iowa and Kiva of the World. Entrepreneurs, take note and click ahead.